from the studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
I'm a little bit late, about a minute and a half, something like that. just couldn't convince the computer to dial in this morning for some reason or other. It just decided to do it on its own schedule. But then what else is new? Computers do that. Well, anyway, lots of things to talk about today. Boy, I don't even know where to start. The basic thing is we've got a major storm, perhaps the major storm of the century. I'm not sure. They're trying to make up their mind if it is or isn't. And, of course, the storm sort of has something to say about that, about what it wants to do and when it wants to hit and how much it wants to hit and where it wants to hit and so on and so forth. That's a pretty major thing that's happening. We, of course, have candidates basically continuing on or maybe waiting for the storm. I mean, the storm waits for no one anyway, period. So you kind of have to live with that. But we'll see if the candidates wait for the storm or not. The president is capable of looking very presidential at the moment. Now, whether he will do that or not, or whether he'll come off that way or not, I don't know. Basically, all of the East Coast, almost all of the East Coast, 1,000 miles or so up and down the East Coast, is being affected by this, and all the way into, a couple of states, Pennsylvania, clear over to, a couple of states, New Jersey and on and whatever, and I think maybe even more than that, but at least that far, they're being affected by this whole thing. So we're really looking forward to that. If you'd like to call and give us a call and chat about that, it's 641-721-9887. 641-721-9887. I'd really like to, if you're, I don't want to say if you're from that area and want to call. Well, if you are and you want to call, I'd be more than happy to hear from you. But if you're from that area and you're safe, let's put it that way, maybe you're somewhere else and you'd like to call and you give us an idea of what happened. I mean, that's a pretty traumatic experience to live through a storm like this. And this is, not only are you living through it, but quite often, quite possibility that you're living through the second one of your lifetime like this. This is a pretty major storm, and it's kind of an interesting thing that's going on. So if you're living through one of the storms, we'd be more than happy to hear from you. I wonder if I can get the chat room to come on without losing everything. We'll find out. You'll have to forgive me. I don't usually control the system like this. I leave that to Robin. Robin is doing something else, shall we say. I don't remember what she told me, and I don't remember what she just said, that this was going to be absent today. So, okay, we'll let her be absent and see what goes on and see if she does anything. Before, when she's been absent or had to be absent for some reason or other, she has called in at one time or another and let us know and said hi to us as we're going along. But who knows if she will today or not. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, okay, I guess I have logged into the chat room. I'm not going to chat with anyone in the chat room because I can't do that. I can't type and talk and read and do all of these things like she does at the same time. I've known a couple of people who can do that. I had a secretary that could do that. She could sit there and talk to you and talk on the phone and type and do a letter and all of this sort of thing at the same time and be, she could be coherent to each person involved And I can hardly be coherent to one, let alone multiples. So anyway, what's this? According to rumor expressed on business, Obama will cancel the elections. You think so? Obama will be canceling the elections due to the storm? Can he do that? Can he do that? I don't know. I don't know if they'll be that far away from things or not. That should be interesting. I'm going to find out if we actually have someone here. Good morning. You're on. Wait a minute. Hi. You're on. Good morning. You're on the air. Is there someone there? I hear noises. Is there someone listening? I don't know if they are or not. Okay. We'll let it go. Anyway, there is someone listening on the phone, and so if they want to talk, let me know, because I believe there's supposed to be a thing that pops up if they want to talk, and I'll be more than happy to let you in on there. It's a 503 area code. Good morning. Anyway, where were we? We were talking about things happening, the various storms and various elections. Can he cancel the election? Can he just change the things? I don't know if he can do that or not. Whoops. And now I don't even know if I'm here or not, because my system just went down. That's a good question. How interesting. As I say, I have a trouble talking and doing things on the computer at the same time, and I'm going to have to do that in order to get us back up again and hopefully continuing on. I don't know if I'll make it or not, but we'll continue with it. We're discussing whether President Obama can cancel the elections or not. I don't know. Somebody says that they've heard that he can, and maybe change the time. I suppose have we ever had an experience where a quarter of the country was under siege by a storm, and somebody had to cancel the elections or change the elections? I mean, that's really kind of a significant thing to do. I don't know if it's possible or not, but you never know until time comes and they try it. And they may do it this year, because this is a pretty major portion of the country that's under, I don't want to call it siege, because that sort of, to me, indicates being invaded. It is sort of being invaded by a storm, and maybe two storms. That's where two storms collide. That's where we're having the problem. We've got such a major problem there. It's two storms colliding in one certain place, and that makes what was, from what I'm understanding of this whole thing, it's not a real major storm. It's only a Category 1, maybe top end of a Category 1, so it's almost a Category 2. But it's the problem, or the situation is that it's. Goodness, this thing won't let me back on. I don't know if I'm talking to anybody or not. Interesting. But anyway, where two storms collide, it's going to last a long time. The fact is it's 1,000 miles wide or 800 miles wide, depending on who you're listening to and who's talking about it. But it's huge, no matter how you look at it. And it's going to last a long, long time. It's already been going for several months, or several hours, rather. Seems like several months, but several hours, anyway. And continuing to roar into things. And who knows if it'll continue on. Well, they're expecting it to continue on for at least hours and hours. So I don't know. I think I'm back. I think. I'm not sure. Anyway, telephone number 646-721-9887. 646-721-9887. Okay. Thank you to the people on this chat room. Says I'm still here. I obviously we've been here all along. Didn't go off. People are telling me all kinds of things, and I'm trying to read them. Okay. Anyway, back to the storm. It's where it's hitting is one of the worst things. That's the major thing, because you know, hitting the biggest city in the United States and hitting it head on, and of course that's important, because I mean there's no worse place to hit than downtown New York, and which is of course where it's landing and hitting there, and who knows what it's gonna do involved with things, and so. I just couldn't imagine the entire. They've of course closed down all of the mass transit in New York, every bit of it, but I can't imagine filling up the tubes, so to speak, all of those tunnels under the ground, filling up with water and basically salt water at that. I saw a thing yesterday about the New York was talking about that they've covered something and brought something above ground so that some of the major things that would be damaged or be perhaps corroded or destroyed by salt water have been moved and been changed. I don't know if the tracks themselves, the salt water would hurt them, because they could be all washed down and regular water wash them off, and I suppose it would be okay. They're not like, you know, little tiny ribbons of steel. They're big, heavy ribbons of steel. They take years and years and years for salt water to continually be on them and to erode them away. But whether it would or not, I don't know. It's hard to say. And of course, I don't know that much about the tunnels and what's in them and all that sort of thing. I don't ride the rail underneath ground. And of course, I understand that's partly why they put some of it above ground, because that's the part that would be going underwater if it were to go. We've already had a tower topple. It's not a tower, it's a crane that was working on a tower that's fallen over the side, over the edge in New York. That's one thing that's happened. And I imagine, I can't imagine that haven't been any windows broken. There'll probably be a few, but there's going to be a whole lot more before the day is over, because they've moved the time that the storm is supposed to, it's hard to say hit, because they're saying that the eye, if it hits, that's not a big thing, because so much of it has hit already. But let's see. No, people are—they're saying that everybody's making a big thing about nothing, about the storm and on the East Coast. Well, I don't know if it's about nothing. I don't know if you're in it, if you'll think if it's nothing. And of course, it may be nothing, because that's what happens. People kind of say it's bad because you talk and talk and talk about it, and nothing happens, and then next time you talk about it, or decide not to talk about it, and then it wipes the whole coast out. So, you can't forget about it. You gotta consider it or put it in context as having it's got to be considered dangerous, no matter whether it's going to be or not, because if you say it's not going to be dangerous and it is, millions of people could lose their lives, and we can't take a chance on that. So you've got to say it's dangerous, even if it turns out it's not dangerous, because you can't know for sure. But even if you consider it turns out to be not dangerous, you got to consider it as dangerous. So that's just all there is to it. Anyway, so much for the storm. It's definitely bad. It's definitely changing their mind as to when it's going to hit the eye of it. Is it going to hit, so to speak, if you want to call it that, the worst part of it? And it was originally going to be at Pacific time, 6 o'clock. Now it's going to be Pacific time, like 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. And it's going to majorly tear things up, I guess, and we'll just see what happens. But it's something to consider and something to worry about and something to talk about. And tornadoes, no matter what, are dangerous. And this is that's the thing. Like they were saying, for example, a tree. You got a tree standing here, a big tree, whatever, and it's weathering the storm, no problem. But if that storm lasts for days and days, if you've got 80-mile-an-hour winds beating on that storm, that tree for days, as well as water falling on it and beating on it, and it's going to loosen the trunk or the roots of the tree, and sooner or later, it's going to take not going to take a lot to have the thing fall down and fall over, and that's going to take out a few wires and that's just one tree. Well, we've got hundreds of thousands of trees in that condition where it's being pummeled by the wind, which is not necessarily real high wind, not enough to knock the tree down. But if you damage the tree, if you weaken the tree with the water and such things that are going on that are happening with the wind and things, then the poor tree is going to fall over anyway. And that's what's going to happen. We're going to have large power outages. We've already got power outages in that area as of go anyway. But we're going to have large power outages. And it's going to be something to look at. And the aftermath, yeah. That I'm going to look forward to seeing what the aftermath is. I'm sorry for the people that are living through it. And that brings me to another thing. That's the reason I live where I live, the West Coast, and the Northwest Coast, for that matter. That's, I think, the most non-dangerous, the non-event coast to live on. I mean, nothing other once in a while we'll have some floods, but usually they're small tributaries. They're not the ocean beating up on us like over there. And once in a while we have large snows, heavy snows. That's no big thing. We can not go out in them for a while, and then the rain will create floods. As a general rule, it's just like I say, the small tributaries that are overdoing this. And you can find places to live where you're not going to be in the flood plain and the flood areas. I live on a little hill. It's not even a big hill, but it's not going to flood. You're going to have, you know, the entire city down below flooding and 40 feet of water on the ground down below before it gets to me. So I'm not going to have a worry about that. Now, of course, I may live for a while without electricity, in which case I'll have to use a generator or something. But it's something that we don't worry too much about here. I don't worry too much about we have some deadly bugs, I guess, not a lot, but some, and I don't worry too much about those because there aren't that many of them, and it's just basically a pretty innocuous place to live that I've picked here, and I've picked this area on purpose, even more so than California. We don't have the problem with the earthquakes and things that they have in California. Now, although we have had earthquakes up here, I know I went to a school that went through an earthquake and had a big crack down the middle of the school. Of course, they continued using the school for 40 years after that and didn't worry about the crack. And it never did. The school didn't fall down or wasn't in danger of falling down. They finally tore it down and built a new one, but that wasn't because of that. So, you know, I lived through that. And all the time that I went to that school, it happened before I got there. And all the time I went to that school, we had this crack in the school, but you could see it. It was simple to see. And we just didn't worry about it. And so we've had that. I mean, there is that possibility, but we didn't have anything while I was there. It's really quite interesting I don't know, see that very little ever happens here. Not very much going to do you in. And so that's why I almost moved to Florida. But then I saw a couple of storms pick up and happen in Florida? And I said, no way, no way. I'm just not going to go there. If I have the ability to live here and live comfortably here, why go there? Why would I want to go work? There's a storm. So anyway, I'm living here and living and happy with it. If you've got it, give me a call, 646-721-9887, 646-721-9887. I'm not sure what that comment was. Flycatcher, whatever Flycatch is, left me a note, but I don't know what it means. Okay, 646-721-9887 is the telephone number to call if you want to get in on the conversation, if you have something that you'd like to say about the area to live, as to whether it's a good or not, a bad, or whether it would, there are things that I'm missing, or whatever. I'm sure that there are different parts of the country that I'm missing that probably have great things happening there and lots of fun, but I know San Francisco is a fantastic place to live. I lived there for a while, but I've decided not to live there permanently. But I can, without too much trouble, I can fly or drive, for that matter, I can drive to San Francisco and go to different events and different things that are happening, that if I want to do that. And because almost everything happens in San Francisco, San Francisco is a city where you can happen to see everything, plays, different events, and so it would be nice to go to San Francisco to see things that are happening, and I can do that. I can drive there. It isn't even hard to drive there. So I personally, this is the perfect place. I'm not in Portland. It's not a big city. It's a small city that I'm in, Cottage Grove. And so I have about equal distances to Seattle or to San Francisco, either way I want to go. And it's not that far. I don't know. I've about 10 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, whatever, a day's drive. And then you spend now overnight in a hotel or something, and you've got the whole day to sit in there. Oh, we're just zipping right along. I didn't realize I'd eaten up so much time and said nothing. But we'll do our Dancing Dog cookies here and pay the bills. But I'd like you to listen carefully and listen to the Dancing Dog. Is there a song? Anyway, maybe we should build a Dancing Dog song. I don't know.
Good dog, Skippy. Yes, Skippy is a very good dog, and I always enjoy working with him and like to reward him for a great performance. However, I am always hesitant and very selective in the types of treats that I will give him because I worry about his health and only want to give him something that's really good for him. That's why I always reward him with Dancing Dog cookies, because they are handmade to order from all natural ingredients and preservative-free. Plus, they come in a wide variety of styles and flavors. Skippy loves them, and I'm sure you will too, so check them out at www.dancingdogcookies.com.
Page 2. That is, go to page 2 on Dancing Dog Cookies, because that's, if you want to buy a dancing, one of the cookies or several of the cookies, if you want to buy them, that's the page you have to go to buy them. There's several pages there, but almost all of them, the first page and 3, 4, 5, and 6, don't have anything, well, they have to do with cookies and toys and things like that, but the only place to buy the cookies is page 2 on DancingDogCookies.com. Forgive me, I've got a cold, I guess you'd call it, that I've been living through for about a week now, and so if all of a sudden I sneeze in the middle of what's going on, please forgive me, because sometimes they catch up with me and catch me off guard. I don't know what this last thing that Flycatch had to say. Anyway, back to whatever we've got to talk about today. One of the things, it's kind of sad, the HMS Bounty has sunk. Now, you're kind of saying to yourself, well, I thought the HMS Bounty sunk long ago. Or anyway, this is a replica of the HMS Bounty. It was used in a movie, and it's a gorgeous ship. Was a gorgeous ship. I mean, just a beautiful thing. And I've seen it in person. It made the tour of all up and down the coasts coasts, I believe, but plural, to show people what it looked like. And I saw it in Seattle, and I also saw it in San Francisco. But it's a beautiful ship. But I guess it's gone. It's down. And the Coast Guard was out saving people from the loss. They were crippled by the seas and by the Hurricane Sandy. What they were doing out there, I mean, that's a small ship as ships go. What they were doing out there in the middle of a storm, I don't know, but they did go out there in the storm, and only 13 of the 16 people aboard got off the ship safely initially, and only one of the three washed overboard made it back onto a raft. So Coast Guard Vice Admiral Robert Parker reported that to CNN. Two missing crewmen faced mandatory conditions, or extraordinary conditions, I'm sorry, in the frenzied sea, and where efforts were intensified. My eyes are not doing real well, and so reading things is not my forte at this particular moment anyway. So forgive me. Anyway, HMS Bounty, that's the thing. I just can't get over how what were they doing out there in the middle of a bad sea, fury of Sandy's fury. That it just doesn't seem to be a good name for a bad storm, Sandy. So, you know, I keep thinking of Sandy. It's a major storm, and they were out there and they didn't do real well. So it's too bad. I hope they get it back up again and don't lose it entirely. But if they did, they did. All but about two people, I guess, were saved with no problem. They may have. I'm not sure. I don't know if two people were dead or one, but whatever. It was a bad thing. They're saying that a ship is safer at sea than at port. So maybe they went out to sea to ride the storm out. I don't know. That's an awfully small ship, though, to be riding out a storm of that size out at the middle of the ocean. It wasn't far enough. Maybe that's the problem. It wasn't far enough out in the ocean to do the job. It needed to be closer or further out. And maybe they didn't have time to get that far out. I don't know. I know they've taken all of the military ships and different things and sent them away somewhere a long ways away so they could ride the storm out somewhere other than wherever they were. So there was nothing really on the berthed in the close areas. Everything was sent away. So that's I understand that's the thing. You send the ship out to sea away from the storm because you can send ships are slow. That's the thing that ships are a lot slower than the storm itself, and so outrunning a storm is not that easy to do. If you could get a head start on it, I suppose it'd be all right. But outrunning a storm is a real major problem that you would have. Okay, I just thought I'd go back and check our chat room to see if anything else has come up. No. The guy left, and I'm probably very frustrated with me, and said to heck with it, and not going to bother. I don't blame him, or her, or whomever it happened to be. I don't know, a flycatch, I don't know. That's not very gender specific, so hard to tell. So, anyway, we got a bunch of people that are running away from the storm. About 300 people in that are checked into this particular Philadelphia, Pennsylvania emergency shelter that they're opening up. Lots of them, about 301. They've got a lot of the different shelters that are opening up, and people are going to those. And that's good. That's fine. But I understand if you had a home there and it's a possibility that it could be destroyed, it's hard to leave it because you don't want to leave everything you had. The idea would have been to pay attention to what was being told to you, because this storm has had plenty of advertising, plenty of promotion, and you could have done something about. And so a lot of people, I heard about people who were moving all of their furniture and everything up to the upper floor to take a possibility of not getting it destroyed, so that they only have the bottom floors messed up. And if you just have the walls and carpet and things to replace, that's fine. It's a lot easier than trying to replace absolutely everything. So a lot of people I saw were moving everything they own upstairs, so that it was all going to be so hopefully taken care of and safe and sound. And then they moved out so that they could be, because that's the important thing, is to get the people out. People can't be replaced. Buildings and furnishings and things can be replaced, and that's the important thing, to take care of the people. You know, because they're saying that no one has ever seen anything like this before. The idea that it's a storm that's going to be over for such a long time, with winds extending to 80 and 90 miles an hour, and the distance and the storm itself extending to 1,000 miles for 2 or possibly 3 days, that's a rather unprecedented event, and I don't think it's ever happened before in the United States. And of course, now they're the people that are going to say, okay, global warming, that's what does it. Global warming is doing it. I guess I have to agree. Global warming is doing it, but I don't think it's people that are causing global warming. I think it's just the part of the world that does this. The world goes through periods of time, and this is one of those. And we're going to be going through this period of time, from what I understand, for 100 years or so before it starts going down and going back the other way. And so we're going to have to learn to live with it. And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to work things out. But it's not. We don't need to go around changing everything about our way of living, because our way of living is not necessarily what has done this. We've got to change our way of living in terms of how we deal with it, because we're going to have to deal with it when we haven't ever dealt with it before. But it's not going to be by changing, what we burn for oil and so on and so forth. It's going to be interesting to see what, and of course, fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, I probably am not going to be here long enough to see the whole thing through. I don't expect to live more than 100 years, and I've got half of that used up already, so more than half of that. So I have always figured in my life that I was going to live to be 113, and I'm well over half of that point already. So I'm on my way, and I'm okay. Going to live through this whole thing. So let's leave that storm alone. And I did want to mention one thing. The stock market is closed, because yesterday when they were talking about the stock market, they were talking about leaving the electronic part of it open, and so that other markets around the world could work. But now they decided they're going to close the stock market today and tomorrow, for that matter, and to close it entirely. They're going to close the computers down and not have anybody there at all. So the whole thing is going to be closed entirely, and won't be open until probably Wednesday. Assuming, of course, that the storm itself has passed through then. And of course, assuming, you know, what's going to happen to New York? You don't know what's going to happen to New York, because, I can't conceive of the idea of all those tunnels filling up with water. I mean, I suppose that they empty out just as fast as they fill up, because they're not really closed on one end necessarily. They're opened so that water can get out. But think of all the things that are underground in New York. Heating systems are underground in New York. Electrical systems are underground in New York. The whole underground subway system is under the ground in New York. I mean, there's probably almost as much going on underground as there is above ground. And if that's completely closed down for 3 days, and has to be cleaned up and geared up and brought back up, it could take weeks for everything to get back to normal as far as the underground part of New York is concerned. And an awful lot of people depend on the underground to get around. I mean, there's a lot of people in New York that don't have cars and don't have transportation other than the subway system. And that's, if that's gone, until it gets going again, and they're going to do their best to get it back up as quickly as possible, I'm sure, but it's still going to be a job to get that thing going. I just, conceivably, huge task of doing things. It's going to keep people working for a while, and put people to work for a while that didn't perhaps have a chance to have a job before. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens to it. I'm going to talk about the election, whether you like it or not, because it is what's going on. Mitt Romney has actually closed down his election campaigns for the day, and possibly for 2 days. I don't know. As long as this storm is going on, he's decided to close his down. Now, of course, President Obama has basically actually listened to his position in life, that being president. He has actually stopped and decided to be presidential and talk about the storm and work with people for the storm and doing things. I don't know that it's any more important for him to go back to Washington, D.C. or the White House and do his thing than it would have been last week when they were murdering people in Syria. I think that was just as important for him to be involved in that, and he completely ignored that. And so that's going to be interesting to see how long it takes to get to the bottom of that and what that does. Now I can see where being presidential is going to help Mr. Obama at this point during this particular system. But he wasn't very presidential, I don't think, during the last 2 weeks when horrendous things were happening. I mean, well, I'm not going to say too much about that because that can get me in trouble. Not get me in trouble. I don't care about being in trouble. That's not my possible worry. But there's just, what do I want to call it? Enough other things to worry about than that. Let's put it that way. We can continue on with that. We got very close to the actual election itself, and I don't think, boy, that just opens up different ideas, different thoughts as to what can be done. If the president were to decide to close down the election itself and save it for a few days, and then I don't think it's ever happened, has it? Has it ever happened at all? I don't. Of course, this is supposedly this kind of a storm. This type of a storm has never happened either, and so there you can do new things. I guess we're going to live through this thing one way or another, and it could be we live through it with a whole different philosophy and a whole different take on life. That's, you know, the election. Well, let's just say Mother Nature trumps again. Mother Nature is going to win, like it or not, over everything. And so we may as well just, you know, tuck our wings under our whatever and accept it. So I guess that would be the way to look at it, and changing the date of the election would be the way to do it, because we're not going to win over Mother Nature. Mother Nature is going to win that. And so we may as well fold up our whatever that thing is, that saying, just anyway, fold them all up and move it, change it. And that would be the way, just to change the date, make it to 2 weeks from the date that it's normally, 2 weeks from the 6th, and do it then. I mean, we've already started. We've started with early voting, and that doesn't seem to have hurt anybody or bothered anything. And then, of course, the thing is, if he changes the voting date and changes the election dates, does he do it just for those states that have been affected by the storm? Does he do it for the entire country? And does that mean I don't have to send my vote in until 2 weeks late or not? Or will I be late or whatever? But, you know, the thing is, the idea that it shouldn't be affecting me. I should be able to send mine in anyway and be on time. So why bother to wait and worry about it? But that's the thing, you know, does he make voting late for certain states and not for other states? Or what do you do? I hadn't seen that. I hadn't heard of that yet. But you never can tell. It can happen, and it can happen to us, as the old saying goes. It's something to consider. I hadn't considered it before. I'd never even thought of the idea. I mean, that's something that just doesn't get changed. Period. But it could. It could. It could happen. As far as Romney and as far as Obama is concerned, who's ahead, who's behind, if you'd like to talk about that, we can do that too. We can talk about who's winning and who isn't winning and all that sort of thing. 646-721-9887, 646-721-9887. Is a telephone number to call. Oh, I got to find my... There they are. Okay, nobody up either. I have to find my control panel here to see if anybody's calling. But so far, no. 646-721-9887 if you'd like to call. And if you have something you want to say about anything, not just because about the elections or about the storm that we're talking about at the moment, but anything, if you have something you want to talk about, let me know. We'll be more than happy to talk about it. I mean, whether I'm coherent and talking about it or not is another story entirely, because I don't seem to be coherent to what I'm talking about as it goes. But we can try. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. But supposedly, the Romney Obama polls, shall we say, have been so close at this particular time that it's about 6-1 day one way and half a dozen the other, 48-47, 47-48, 49-40, whatever. They're within a point or two, which is they keep telling us every time they mention it is within the margin of error. So we don't know whether it's what's going on. Basically, it's tied, and so it's your guesses as well as mine. As good as mine or whatever, as to who's going to win, because we're just not going to know until it happens. I personally believe that what's going to happen is when it actually comes time to vote, and now we don't even know for when that time is going to be, but when it comes time to vote, people are going to come out of the woodwork and vote for Romney, I believe. But now we don't even know what time, when we're going to vote. There's a possibility that the president will change that time. Whether we want to, because, you know, this storm is going to disrupt your life. And this is going to disrupt the life of 50 million people at this particular point. So whether 15 million people can get back on track in time to vote on the 6th, I don't know. I don't know if we even want to do that, if we want to give them extend it so that they have a few more days or a couple more weeks or what we want to do or not. Goofy Bone has logged in. Okay. Did you have something you wanted to say? Anyway, whether we're going to extend it 2 more weeks to have time for more people to vote or not, as to whether, I don't know, can you put your life together again after something that extreme? There's nothing more extreme than running from a storm, I would think. And what is that going to do to your life? Depends on what happens to your home. Do you have a home to go back to? Is the storm going to destroy it? Or if you have a home to go back to, what kind of shape is it in? If you've only got one floor in your house and you don't have a place to move your furniture up to and to get it out of the rain, maybe you're just SOL. And so consequently, are you going to be prepared to get things back together to when the storm is over? It's just a million things to think about, the way the storm is going to disrupt what we're going to be doing with our life in a few weeks. It's hard to say. And so is that a good idea or not and again, I don't know. We'll postpone the election and say to everyone that it's not going to be November 6th, it's going to be November 15th or something, 20th, that we vote instead of the 6th. It's hard to say. And do we do it for the entire country, or do we just do it for I think it's 13 states that are being disrupted by the storm? And how much are they being disrupted? Because one of the biggest states and one of the biggest population centers of the United States is New York, and New York is being disrupted by the storm. I mean, radically disrupted, a lot. So how many people have, I don't know, moved or been evacuated from New York? And because, you know, if you evacuate a little bit of New York, like you can evacuate 10 miles, 10 square miles of New York and have evacuated almost the entire population of Oregon, because the population of 10 square miles of New York, downtown New York, is probably as much as all of Oregon or some other states. So it's an important thing. It's sort of scary, again, because it's hitting, and it's not just New York either. I mean, all of the population areas, the major population areas, are being hit by the storm, and we're talking about that's. I wonder how the storm decided to hit there. I don't know. And why did we decide to live there? Why did we decide to put all of our population, why not move it inland? Well, that's another story. Another subject entirely. I'm sure that we can get to on that. So anyway, I don't know whether to change the dates of the actual, what would be your opinion? Again, 646-721-9887, 646-721-9887 would be the telephone number to call. And what do you think? Can we move the date for our election? It's a national election. And can we move it? And should we? Well, I don't know that we should permanently move it, of course, because next year might be all right. But we keep having these storms, and perhaps larger and larger and later and later for some reason or other. And of course, again, is one thing to think about. Maybe this global warming idea is going to continue doing this and make this worse and worse, and making change, a lot of changes. Maybe that would be one of them, is changing the date that we actually do our elections. Because global warming, I don't think, is going to stop. I don't think that that human beings are doing the global warming thing like a lot of other people do. They're telling us that burning gasoline and oil and natural gas and all this sort of thing, if we'd stop all of that, we could stop global warming. I don't think so. I don't believe so. I don't believe Mother Nature is stoppable, no matter what. We can think we are real important if we want to, but in the whole big scheme of things, I don't think we are but a dot on the lens of what Mother Nature can do. So if Mother Nature decides to do something, And I believe that the global warming is something that she will decide to do, because this is something that isn't the first time. This is something, if you check it back and look back and look at some of the works that have been written about it, this is something that's happened like there's a cycle, and it's like a 1,000 or 1,500 year cycle or something, some huge number like that, and we're going to have to go through it rather radically, and we've still got a long ways. We're not at the top of it or bottom of it or whatever we intend to be considering this yet. And so we've got a long ways to go, and we're going to live through it, and then we're going to live through the other end of it too. So we have to make conditions and make exceptions to however we do things so that we can do them around Mother Nature. We're going to have to work around Mother Nature and how she wants to do things, rather than the other way around. Because I don't believe that that we are capable of doing some of the things that they're saying that we're capable of doing in this particular instance. And now that brings me up to, some people say we can destroy the Earth. I don't know that we can. And I know we've got nuclear weapons and this and that and the other, but I don't know that we can. I don't know that we can destroy the Earth. I don't know that people are that strong that they can beat Mother Nature at her terms. Something will happen, and something will change. I just don't think it's us that's going to change, not the Earth. Ah, boy. I'm having a terrible time. My throat is going on me here in a minute. So at 2 o'clock, I suppose, I guess, we're going to have our friends join us from the other. And I don't, oh boy, I'm totally unprepared without Robin here to explain this. But if it happens, well, happens, and we'll join. I'll allow him to join, and then he can talk instead of me. But basically, that's what's going on in the world. I mean, there must be some other things that are happening in the world that we can talk about. But that's basically the major things that have been taking place. We've got the different officials. Oh, is this one? I'm looking. See, I'm not. Unfortunately, unlike Robin, I can't be reading things and talking at the same time. So I have to kind of look and read and hope for the best. But they're talking about Hurricane Sandy being likely a long duration event, lasting into Wednesday or past Wednesday. I don't know, but. I thought this was going to be the place. I thought this was going to be the story that mentioned that we're going to change the election day, but it isn't. It isn't at all. So we could talk about Windows 8, that part of the world that's going on, because that, you know, nothing stops Windows applications. Nothing stops Androids, and nothing stops telephones, and that's, and in a way that's kind of good, because actually nowadays the telephone system doesn't depend on wires to be able to reach someone else and for us to talk on them. They can be satellites, they can be wireless phones are not satellites. Most wireless phones are not satellites. They're wired land. How do you say that? They're landline wireless. They go from wireless terminals, telephone poles. You have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of telephone poles across the country that are wireless. Or you can have the satellite cell phones, which are actually literally picked up on out of the earth, off the earth, and sent that way. So one system or the other is going to continue up. It's not going to go down. Probably satellite if a lot of the world is destroyed by water or whatever. That could stop wireless phones, but satellite phones are going to be there regardless. They're not going to go away unless, of course, I remember years ago, well, I worked at a radio station, and we had this big problem with a satellite that left. It just took off and went out of orbit and went somewhere else. And, of course, you don't realize how much information is working on one satellite until one satellite leaves. And there was thousands of telephone calls that didn't work. There was thousands of banks and such things that got disturbed because that particular satellite left. And the reason we knew it so well at the radio station that I was in is because also the radio programming that we were receiving on satellite was on that satellite. And so it left too. It left us high and dry as well. So there was a huge amount of information that was lost on just one satellite that happened to spin off and decide to go out of orbit. And I don't know if they ever found it or if it just took off and went off into outer space someplace and is still going for that matter. You know, can you imagine that we could have this satellite going on in outer space and have we could be messing up the whole universe with that particular satellite. But anyway, it's a specific thing that happened and it could be, you know, unique if another one did it. So, but basically, they're pretty reliable at this particular point in time. They pretty much stay where they're supposed to be and continue on. So we don't have a problem with that. So I wonder. Well, we're a minute away. That's why. I don't know what happens when I'm supposed to have this other gentleman call in, because I don't know what I'm supposed to do to put him on. So when he calls in, if I see it, I'll put him in. So, but anyway, basically, it would be interesting to see what happens as long as we've got satellites working and going. We're not going to lose all communications, because, you know, that's the one thing that we need in this world, at least, is communications of some sort. Now we've got radio, we've got online works, and online can be held up by satellite too, because we got a lot of satellites that the online works are on satellite and then sent to us down the line from a line, whether it be wireless or whether it be full online. So it's hard to say. But things could happen, and things could be quite a bit different a year from now than they are now. You never know. And who knows if this particular incident, storm, it could make a huge difference in how things are being done in the United States, because, you know, it could make a difference in what we do to cope with things. It's hard to say. Well, anyway, I've been expecting. Well, I guess we got one more minute to go here before we worry about that. Basically, according to Microsoft, they've come up with a new operating system. They've come up with a new, what do they call it? A small computer, I guess, is what it is, really. It's a complete computer, but it runs this new Microsoft 8 system, and they're coming out with the computer and the system. At the same time, basically, that that Apple is coming out with theirs. It's going to be about the same time and about the same thing, if nothing else. So it'd be interesting to see, because, you know, I think of Apple as being a small company as compared to Microsoft. And if Microsoft decides it wants to have a part of that business permanently, what can Apple do to stop them? I mean, it's not, Apple's not a small company. Apple's got smarts, and they've got a lot of money, and even more money now than they ever had before. This is why Microsoft has decided, I assume, to get into the program. They've decided they want a part of that step. And of course, you see, computers themselves are changing. Computers themselves are becoming telephone apparatuses. They're not becoming computers, and consequently, it's whether weird. See, Microsoft 7 is the operating system that main computers run on now. It was XP, and now they're trying to get rid of that, which is much to my dismay, because I don't want to learn something new, but I'm going to have to. I don't want to pay for it either, for that matter, but I'm going to have to. But Microsoft 8 is a combination, which is where we're melding the communications devices with computer devices. That sounds sort of lame, because they're both communications devices. Sorry about that. I'm having a little trouble. Anyway, so Microsoft 8, from what I understand, is just coming out, and it's a new thing, and that you can get it to work on your telephone. It's a combination. It's where we're going to combine telephones with computers, because telephones are doing things that computers did, and computers are doing things that telephone did, and it's the separation of the two is going away. I mean, the two are communications. All communications devices are melding into one weird thing, I guess. And it's weird in that, again, it's going to make things so much different. It's going to be a lot. I'm too old to learn all this new stuff. That's the thing. I'm panicky about what I'm going to have to learn now. Whether it's going to be fairly easy or not, I don't know. So far, learning computers and learning how to work with things with computers has been fairly easy for me. But now I'm a little bit worried, because, first of all, I don't even have one of these computer-type telephones. I've just got a telephone that it does a lot of things, but it doesn't do anything special. And I haven't really wanted to do anything, because I don't even text on my telephone. Now, some of us do. And I have had an instance to do that, but things are changing again very rapidly, and they're not. Well, I everything that happens costs money. That's just all there is to it, and I'm poor. I don't have the money to do to fix things. So who knows? I guess we're not going to get our second person on tonight. But I'm gonna call it a day, because I'm completely my throat is about to kill me, and I'm about to go under. So we're gonna call it a day for this particular program, and hope you'll forgive me and come back again next week. Robin should be here and help me through with this thing, and we'll continue on again next week with the program. So until then, where is this thing? We're going to call it a, and continue on next week again with this thing. We're 20 minutes away from the time to close, but I'm at a loss as to what to say, what to talk about it, and it almost a loss as to being able to talk about it. So we're going to call it an end. So have a good day.
If you like today's show, please let us know by visiting us on Facebook and clicking on the like button. You can also get show updates on Twitter and on our website at www.krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.